What would Dr. King say, chaos or community? I think Dr. King would say, we have community, because I see people cleaning up trash in the ravine and people caring for each other by helping the people who get hurt and the people who get sick. Why do people do this? They do this because everyone matters. We also have chaos because harmful people attacked Paris, San Bernardino, and other places. Dr. King believed love is more powerful than hate. He stood for brotherhood and peace. We need to respect everyone because it's not just you who matters. It's not just me who matters. Everyone matters. I think we can work together as a community and treat each other like we treat our family and stop those people who hurt innocent people and stop those people who do bad things. Stop the gun violence. Everyone matters.
Kids, like those of us in this room, can make a difference. The peaceful actions of the kids that participated in the marches made headlines and changed history. Like the song, Man in the Mirror says, if you want to make the world a better place, take a look at yourself and then make that change. It's time for my generation to get a mirror and get to work. When the sojourn reached the bridge, I, 8-year-old Mackenzie, was asked to be one of the marchers on the front line and help lead over 2,000 kids across the Edmund Pettus Bridge. I was honored and did so proudly, singing those freedom songs and Negro spirituals, walking hand in hand with other kids in the exact same footsteps of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. And it was then I totally understood his presence.
African Americans make up 12 to 13% of America's population, but 35% of people in jail are colored. If Martin Luther King Jr. were here today, I think he would be disappointed at our corrupted police force. I don't want to live in a world where every one out of three black men should expect to go to jail in their lifetime. Who wouldn't want to live in that world? But it's the world we live in. Where did it go wrong? Why has our community turned out like this? Do we not see our mistakes and errors? Martin Luther King Jr. once said, if you can't fly, then run. And if you can't run, then walk. And if you can't walk, then crawl. But whatever you have to do, keep moving forward. And that's exactly what we need to do. Keep moving forward.
Just because I choose not to click on the videos of senseless deaths doesn't mean I'm not paying attention. I hear the call of my community for change, for justice. I hear the footsteps of marching brothers and sisters. I see the community leaders calling for peaceful protests. Yes, yes, I do see people acting out in anger and rage. I see the ignorant memes. I see the riots. I see the looting. I see the buildings on fire. Hashtag, I see you. Hashtag, I see both of you. I see beyond the protests that people are making the effort in their own small way. I see the man who reached into his pocket to pay young black boys to only play with their shiny toy guns inside. I see the police officer who joined young children in a pickup game on the neighborhood basketball court. I see the police officer who hit the Kwan and hit the Nene alongside young black children. I see the effort to show it's not us versus them. I see the effort to bring us all together as one. I see the effort. Hashtag, I see you too. Hashtag, but effort isn't enough. Today, the civil rights movement still doesn't have an iconic leader like Dr. Martin Luther King. We don't have that one booming voice to keep us focused on the goal, but our country will remember King's words. We will not be satisfied until justice rolls down like waters and righteousness like a mighty stream. We will remember King's words, and we will fight on as one, as a community, until there is justice. Hashtag truth. Hashtag thank you.